com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manly.
You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe something of a personal nature. Whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-9231. Also, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system we've got there with literally thousands of posts, over 14,000 posts. Hell, it might even be 15,000. I've been so busy today, I haven't really had a chance to check in there. Normally, I get on there every day and read the posts, the various different topics from people, because there's so many, such a variety of interests. I mean, we got all kinds of different people that are interacting there. So everything from serious conversations to just the downright silly conversations, it's all free. It's all part of the free stuff that we give you at freetalklive.com, which is everything at freetalklive.com. It's all free. So be sure you check out the bulletin board system and much, much more. Well, Manwich, it is the show about you, meaning not you, but
not
the listener.
Me?
But if you want to take control of the show, 800-259-8231, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We do still have some emails to catch up on, so I think we'll probably hit a few of those tonight.
Although I got some good stories.
Yeah, good stories are good. I've got a real bad story coming up here, which is frightening.
Free
bad.
Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I was hoping to get into an article from Representative Ron Paul about the new Real ID Act, the national ID that has been passed.
Has been passed?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping to. I was hoping to maybe get a couple more people active and having them call their senators and try to head this thing off. But as I was doing this research right before the show, I did a little Google search for Real ID. And according to Ascribe Newswire, as of today, in passing the Iraq War Supplemental today, the Senate also gave the Secretary of Homeland Security the power to waive any and all law in the course of building roads and barriers along the U.S. borders without limit and with no checks and balances. The measure is part of the Real ID Act of 2005, the controversial immigration bill attached by the House as a rider to the Iraq War Supplemental. See, what happened here, Manwich, is they had tried this before, and I think Mr. Paul's article goes into it, but they tried to pass this before, and the American people didn't want to hear about it. So it was shut down. They didn't. It just was tabled and came back years later, and now here it is again. This time, apparently, the Senate has passed it. The House has passed a version of it, and from everything I've read, and again, this is just pulling from an internet search, if I'm wrong, please call in, 800-259-9231. There's a chance at this point that I may be absolutely wrong. But it's very, very frightening if I'm right. And if these websites are correct. There's another...
Well, the Senate and the House has passed it. It's going to Bush, and he signs everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's signed crazy.
Well, George Bush has never once vetoed a single law that has been put in front of him.
Let me get out my signing pen.
It doesn't matter if the Republicans or the Democrats wrote it or whatever. It doesn't matter if he... Actually, there's one bill, I think it was some sort of education funding bill, where he actually said that this is unconstitutional before signing it. I mean, it's amazing what this guy does. I couldn't believe that when I heard it. So I'm going to just go ahead and go through what Ron Paul has to say about the Real ID bill in case this is the first time you've heard of it, in case you need... some details on what this is going to do for this nation, to this nation. So we will get to that. And again, here's another confirmation that this has actually passed. Sensenbrenner's statement on the passage of the Real ID legislation. Apparently, Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin was the author of said Real ID Act. And as of an hour ago, U.S. Newswire, in a press release, has posted that he has, you know, basically said, "Hooray for my law," and now it's going to the president's desk.
Mm.
So it's probably a matter of hours, I would guess, before this becomes actual law of the land. The Representative Ron Paul from Texas, who's actually the only pro-liberty representative that we have in Washington, D.C., he has this to say. And his article, unfortunately, was titled Last Chance to Stop National ID, which obviously it wasn't stopped. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a spending bill last week that contains provisions establishing a national ID card, and the Senate is poised to approve the measure in the next few days, which was today. This week marks the American public's last chance to convince their senators they don't want to live in a nation that demands papers from its citizens as they go about their lives. Now, that's kind of a nice general statement, and if Ron was being more, I think, specific, he'd have to admit that, well, the nation already demands papers from its citizens. If you are driving and you get pulled over, you're going to be asked for your identification. And, in fact, the Supreme Court determined last year, I believe it was, that you have to give them your identification. Hmm. There's no more freedom not to identify yourself in the United States. Hmm. So that's kind of like a nice little precursor to this law that they're passing now. So now that there's now that you are forced to give identification, they're going to crank up the intensity on the details of the identification itself. They're actually going to be federalizing identification.
I see.
In this country. And of course, they demand papers from you for identification purposes, but also from business purposes. You know, if you're a business person and the government bureaucracy from your town comes in and demands to see your occupational license, isn't that demanding the papers?
Well, one's got to really wonder, what is an occupational license for in a given city?
It's for generating funds for the government.
It generates funds for the government. What else does it do?
Nothing.
What could it possibly do?
Nothing.
What's the justification for having an occupational license?
Excluding new businesses, excluding people from starting up their own businesses, excluding businesses from starting up in somebody's house. Those are the excuses. And none of them are pro-freedom ideas. They're all anti-freedom.
Yeah.
And this has been going on for decades. And there's been no hullabaloo about that. You know, if people had stood up whenever occupational licenses were created, gosh, how many decades ago was that? How long have we had this concept? If people had stood up against it back then, there'd be no way we would have a national ID card today. Anyway, Ron Paul says, absent political miracle in the Senate, which clearly didn't happen, within 2 years, every American will need a conforming national ID card to participate in ordinary activities. This so-called Real ID Act establishes a massive, centrally coordinated database of highly personal information about American citizens, at a minimum, their name, date of birth, place of residence, social security number, which, according to the Social Security Administration, wasn't intended for identification purposes.
Right, not for identification purposes.
And even physical characteristics. The legislation also grants open-ended authority to the Secretary of Homeland Security to require biometric information on IDs in the future.
What the hell is biometric information?
Well, here it is. This means your harmless-looking driver's license could contain a retina scan, fingerprints, DNA information, or radio frequency technology. And as I've read it, not maybe.
Now, what in the world can they? They can't take my fingerprints. I haven't committed a crime.
Well, if you want a driver's license, that's what you're going to have to be doing.
God.
Is this frightening or what? This is really sick. This is Nazi Germany stuff. This is totalitarian Russia. I mean, this is right out of the old playbooks. Except now we've got technology to make it worse than it ever was in the past. All right, so what going on here? Think this sounds far-fetched, says Mr. Ron Paul? Well, read the Real ID Act for yourself. The text is available on the Library of Congress website. Careful, I'm just going to take his word for it, because he seems like a pretty honest guy. A careful reading also reveals that states will be required to participate in the driver's license agreement, which was crafted by DMV lobbyists years ago. This agreement creates a massive database of sensitive information on American citizens that can even be shared with Canada and Mexico.
Well, not to mention that the DMVs readily sell your information to marketing companies. I don't see how they can. They haven't proven themselves to be trustworthy with this information in the past. It's crazy that
nobody's paying attention. That most of Americans, nobody even knows this is going on. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments, are you going to get the new Real ID within the next 2 years? We want to hear from you. What do you think? 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you to call in and mourn our lost freedoms here on Free Talk Live. It's just a stunning night. And I guess it's to have been expected, I suppose. The real ID provisions have passed, which we're going through the details here on what this is, what this means, what it's possibly going to mean for the future. And if you've got comments, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, email us at ftl@freetalklive.com.
You think of all the American soldiers who have given their lives for this country and the freedoms that it affords. Now, you know, regardless of what you might think about the foreign wars that we've participated in, there are, you know, millions of men who have given their lives for this country. And I've got to say that I don't think it was for legislation like the Real ID Act.
No.
I think it was, again, very much against, in the polar opposite direction of legislation like the Real ID Act, where the politicians want nothing more than to...
It's a federal power grab.
It is.
And it's the federal government has been getting bigger and bigger and more obtrusive and more oppressive over time, and Americans, as our board operator put it, are asleep at the wheel. I mean, we've got 535 literally drunk drivers in Washington, D.C., power-hungry sickos. And now we've got the Real ID Act. Now, we're going through what Ron Paul has to say about it. This is from his article that was entitled Last Chance to Stop National ID. Unfortunately, it was not stopped, and I did uncover the Senate vote. We'll reveal that here in a few moments, and it is shocking.
Shocking.
It's disgusting. We'll get to that. But basically what happened was they attached this Real ID Act to the spending bill that just passed.
They always trick you like that.
Right. They just kind of... popped it in there, and now they passed it. So here's the rest of the details, besides the fact that now apparently the Secretary of Homeland Security has carte blanche access to do whatever the hell he wants to. He can require whatever information he'd like to be put onto this card. They start this with a basic level of info, social security number, physical characteristics, residence, name, date of birth, etc.
Anything they want.
But they can add anything they want at a later date. There's no check or balance. They don't have to even pass another law for it. They just gave this guy total control over this. Totally un-American. Terrorism is the excuse, according to Ron Paul. Terrorism is the excuse for virtually every new power grab by the federal government, and the national ID is no exception. But federal agencies have tried to create a national ID for years, long before the 9/11 attacks. In fact, a 1996 bill sought to do exactly what the Real ID Act does, transform state driver's licenses into de facto national ID cards. At the time, Congress was flooded with calls by angry constituents, and the bill ultimately died. Proponents of the Real ID Act continue to make the preposterous claim that the bill does not establish a national ID card. This is dangerous and insulting nonsense. Let's get the facts straight. The Real ID Act transforms state motor vehicle departments into agents of the federal government. Nationalizing standards for driver's licenses and birth certificates and in a federal bill creates a national ID system, pure and simple. Having the name of your particular state on the ID is meaningless window dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Federally imposed standards for driver's licenses and birth certificates make a mockery of federalism and the Tenth Amendment, while states technically are not forced to accept the federal standards, because otherwise it'd be unconstitutional, man.
It would be uncomfortable, yeah, right, like that matters.
Any refusal to comply by the states would mean their residents could not get a job, receive Social Security, or
get a job
plane.
Where? In their state?
Uh-huh. Yep. So rather than imposing a direct mandate on the states, the federal government is blackmailing them into complying with the federal diktats. One overriding point has been forgotten. Criminals don't obey laws. As with gun control, national ID cards will only affect law-abiding citizens. Do we really believe a terrorist bent on murder is going to dutifully obtain a federal ID card? Please. Please! Do we believe that people who openly flout our immigration laws will nonetheless respect our ID requirements? They all of a sudden are just going to, oh, it's too difficult. And
it's too hard to get in America now.
Might as well do it the right way.
Let's stay here in Guatemala and starve to death.
Any ID card can be forged. Any federal agency or state DMV is susceptible to corruption, criminals.
Of course
can.
It is. Look, I mean, are the state ID cards that they give us, the driver's license they give us at this point, so foolproof that they couldn't be forged? I mean, please. You can go into any Latin American neighborhood in America and buy these things for $300.
This is nothing more than about power.
That's all it is. It's just intended to take power and control away from the law-abiding citizens of America and give it to the United States government. It has nothing to do with criminals. It has nothing to do with terrorism. This is about control.
Criminals
coercion
can and will obtain national ID cards or operate without them. National ID cards can be used and will be used to track the law-abiding masses and not criminals. Let's go to Joe in Florida again, taking your calls on the national ID issue or anything else on your mind. Joe in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Good evening. Well, at least
good evening, sir.
Here in Florida. Hope good evening over there, too.
Well, we're here in Florida, too, Joe.
Oh, you're in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, I contacted every... politician that I possibly could, let them know that I was against it, but...
How's it feel to know your breath was completely wasted, Joe?
You know, I'm I hate to say it, but it is always the case. I mean, there's been bill after bill, law after law that's been passed, and I call up, and it seems like nobody's listening.
Well, I don't think they are. I mean, I don't
know.
I think what you're talking about is you're concerned with your freedom and the freedom of the rest of Americans. And the politicians really are concerned with their power and the power mm-hmm. over the rest of Americans. So your goals are contrary to theirs.
Absolutely.
They won't say it, Joe. And
they'll give you a nice form letter.
Only in the cases yep. where it's obvious and overpowering that Americans have found out about some kind of nonsense that they're up to will they back down for 10 years. And then they'll come back and do it again.
Which is what they did here. It's been about 10 years since these same provisions were introduced back in the 90s.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not sure if the American people are in a fantasy world or if they think freedom is free and they don't have to fight for it. But
I don't understand. I don't really understand what the American people think. I don't think there's much thinking going on. I think that our government-controlled indoctrination system, the education, government education system out there, has totally, completely brainwashed people into complicity.
You know, I think there's one more element here is that people don't really want to dig for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather just turn their TV on and listen to ABC, NBC, CBS, which I'm not saying that they don't say the truth. It's just they don't really give you all the details. I think it's the job of the American people to really go out there and dig and search like they do everything else. Like they go to buy a car, they search for the best deal. I mean, this is our future. This is our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
This is our nation. This should be the first thing on our mind every day when we wake up. We put our
You talk sense, Joe. You talk sense. I don't know why more people don't think your way. And I can make excuses for them. I'll make some excuses for the average American. They're busy. They've got two jobs. They're trying to pay the bills. And, of course, the reason why they have to have two jobs and the reason why they're just scraping by to pay the bills is because of all the taxes that our government has placed on us.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't want to take away from that. You're right, and I feel for those people that are busy. But let me just tell you. I left work today at lunch, and I came to my home, and I contacted every congressman and senator that I could, let them know I didn't want this bill passed.
It takes effort, and you've done the effort, Joe, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for that, Joe.
You should check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Joe, thanks for the call. Call us again sometime, man.
My pleasure.
800-259-9231. This is your show.
We need more Joes.
Yeah, we do need more Joes. The national ID provisions have passed. We will get you the Senate vote. We're not going to tell you who did and who didn't vote for it because, well, you'll find out. This is amazing. This is really just an amazing, sick, sick day in America's history. We'll come back with the details coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's the Tuesday night edition, and if I seem a little bit, well, bummed,
despondent,
it's because we just got news that the Senate has passed, the House had already passed it, a spending bill, a military spending bill. Now, tucked safely away inside this military spending bill are some neat little rules for your driver's license. They're calling it the Real ID Act. And they snuck it in, of course, because there was a bit of an uproar about these provisions. It's going to federalize your driver's license.
Right.
It's going to require that there be a central federal database of all your personal information. In fact, it's going to give the Secretary of Homeland Security, which, you know, the guy who replaced Chertoff, the guy who replaced John Ashcroft, or whatever, it's going to give that guy total control over this. He doesn't have to ask anybody permission to make modifications to the requirements for this national ID card.
He just types them up on his computer.
Yep. And then it's like creating law.
Yeah.
That's what this guy, that's the kind of power this guy has as a result of it. We kind of have been going down what this is going to do.
Thanks, United States Senate. Thanks, United States House of Representatives.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for selling us out.
You bunch of power-hungry bastards.
They're
can't believe
them. They're
nothing
more than thugs. Common thugs that dress very nicely.
You know, I'm sure some of them are, up there are good people that thought, you know, this is a good way to keep track of illegal aliens, and this is a good way to watch out for potential terrorists. But, you know, honestly, you're just a frickin' idiot. You're just a moron if you think that's gonna help.
Just wait until we get to some of these
quotes. Because the illegal aliens aren't stopped now, and we already have state licenses and state IDs.
And Border Patrol. And fences.
And Social Security numbers.
Right.
I'm sorry, little pieces of plastic do not stop illegal aliens.
Nor would doubling the Border Patrol. Nor would tripling the Border Patrol.
It wouldn't stop them, but it would definitely slow or curb them.
It would just mean that gangs that were smuggling people into this country just have to buy off more agents.
And kill more people in the process of getting them over here.
Right, therefore those people who end up being successfully brought here have to pay more because the overhead goes up.
Yeah.
That's all it would do.
Which means that fewer would come.
All right, well, we're going to get to these details here in a little bit. I will tell you the vote, the numbers, who voted for this, how many to how many on this particular Real ID Act. And then you won't believe some of the quotes that these senators had to say about this. You won't believe it. We'll go to Jerry in Salem first, though, because it is your show, and you can bring up anything. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
Well, hello there. Really interesting show.
Thanks, Jerry.
Hi. Well, hey, I'm just kind of noticing it's all, a lot of different things are tying into this as well.
Into
what? Well, into the National ID Act, and I've been watching the media, and I watch them soften up people for various things. And they had passed, they're going after $230 billion for federal transportation as
okay.
well. All right,
really?
Now, what they're softening people up for is this RFID as well that goes into the cars, and they would like to toll road the entire country. Okay,
well, that's something that we've heard a few states talking about. I know California was talking about doing it because more people are buying the hybrid cars, and so therefore they're not buying as much gasoline.
Right. And then Texas, they've got a big push down there right now as well. And Oregon, they keep bringing it up a couple times in Oregon. But the thing is that this all ties together because they're creating a false sense of scarcity on the highways. Mm-hmm. And then they want to put the RFIDs like they've got in Chicago and so forth. And then tracking everyone, everywhere, all the time, where they go, just go to a computer. I could go on and on with how this all ties together.
Are we living in the twilight zone, Jerry?
Oh, well, we're there. I mean, it's
did
just
we just
amazing.
Leave a commercial break and do 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 do
yeah.
do do?
Yeah, we fell asleep and woke up one morning, and you know, this makes 1984 Big Brother look tame.
Yeah.
I almost wish we could go to that world that was created.
Right.
Yeah, George Orwell really didn't know how invasive they could get, did he?
No,
you know, he tried to paint a picture for everybody. He tried to warn everybody, but
no dice.
Unfortunately,
people
it didn't
just
work.
Are not paying attention. Jerry, is there any way we're going to be able to wake people up in this country?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, as I've been involved in this kind of thing for a long, long time, and, you know, I went through the phase of, you know, it's a typical... You go through a anger phase, and then you go through acceptance phase, and then you go through, well, what can I do about it phase. And what, you know, some
you know, the kind of the same phases you'd go through if your wife or your child that you love died.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's your freedom that's died.
It's exactly right. And, you know, you used to have a lot of angst about it and very angry, and now, you know, you have to be patient and just do the best you can every day. But the fact of the matter is that the people are what upset me the most, even more so than the government, because it just seems to me that when you first come out with these things, they call you a wacko and you're nuts and you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes mainstream media and everyone sees it happening right in front of them. And then you go, well, this is what I've been telling you for the last 10 years. Okay. And then what ends up happening is then people just go, oh, okay. Well, then they shrug their shoulders and then off they go.
Yep.
And we're equating freedom with, you know, having a Jaguar in the driveway.
Yeah, you're right, because we have such material possessions in this country. We have such wealth, and the wealth that we have today was built from the freedoms that we had 100 and 150 years ago. That's why we're so filthy wealthy in this country, and there's nothing wrong with wealth at all. But, yeah, I think you're right. That is kind of contributing to this false sense of security that people have, this sort of false idea that, oh, well, because I can go out and choose which cell phone company I have a cell phone from, I must be free.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
You know, you look back at the founding fathers of this country, they had a lot of wealth, particularly compared to the rest of the population, and they put it all on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, if it would have went the other way, which it came very close numerous times,
right,
most people would have been hung.
That's what it's going to take, I think, Jerry. I think it's going to take for individuals who still care about this stuff, like you and I, and Manwich and the other people listening, to actually put it on the line. And I think that that's what's going on with the Free State Project. I mean, it's just another excuse to plug them at freestateproject.org. There's over 6,500 people who have pledged to put it on the line, and we're looking to get 20,000 and all move up to the state of New Hampshire together and create the Free State and bring back freedom to at least one of the 49.
Well, what's the Free State Project going to do about this? They claim, the federal government claims that if you... If the state doesn't subscribe to this, then what? You can't fly on an airplane out of New Hampshire.
Correct.
You can't.
You would be isolated.
You
yes.
can't participate in Social Security, which
whoop-de-doo.
It's not really a big. I'm 34. Right. I'm not getting Social Security.
Right.
You know, all I'm doing is paying in. I won't be getting anything out. Not anything worth. You know, enough to buy a can of dog food.
You wouldn't be able to. What it basically is you wouldn't be able to interact with any federal agencies or any federal anything that's regulated by the feds, et cetera. So it basically, I think if New Hampshire pulled out of this, it would kind of almost be secessionish.
How could you do, how could you do business with the rest of the United States? I mean, most businesses...
I don't know. I don't care either. I mean, if the rest of the United States wants to be unfree, then we'll do business with Canada and the international world, because we got two international borders up there. Jerry, final thoughts.
You bet. Well, it's still, I'm just tired of the federal government particularly coming in, taking tax money. You know, just take a look at Oregon alone. You know, they take $23 billion a year out.
Jeez.
And return $18 billion back with strings attached.
Yep.
And with these highway funds and the driver's license. You know, they're standing there actually claiming that the
5 seconds, Jerry.
ID... That, I'm sorry?
5 seconds, dude.
Oh, okay, the IDs, they claim the IDs that they have the...
They're bad. IDs are bad. We got to go, Jerry. Thanks, man. Okay. More coming up. Free Talk Live on the way.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're here mourning the national ID card that was passed by the Senate today. We'll get you the details here in moments. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com and experience all the good stuff we got there for free, including the archives. That's right. Free Talk Live gives you the archives, unlike those other talk shows that want to get a monthly fee from you. We give them away. Last 6 days, right there on the front page of the website. And on top of that, after you scroll down through them, you get to the last one. You can actually go to our friends over at downloadradio.org and grab the last couple months' worth of them absolutely free. No charge for those either. So we've expanded our archive count, again, thanks to downloadradio.org. And as you're scrolling through the archives, you'll find a few voting links, and you can go and vote for the show. We are still the number one podcast in the world.
Really?
Over at podcastalley.com, and so you can go to vote.freetalklive.com there, but also as you're scrolling down, you'll see other great podcast voting sites like podcastpickle.com as well, so be sure you go check all of that out. It's all free, and it's all fun at freetalklive.com. Throughout this hour, Nanwich and myself have been discussing the implications, the details, of the new Real ID Act. According to Ron Paul, Representative Ron Paul, this is going to nationalize driver's licenses. The DMV will become federal. The federal DMV. Yeah, sure, they'll still stamp your state's name on your driver's license, but all the information will be processed into a centrally controlled database. Translation, communism. Centrally controlled. A centrally controlled database with personal information of all sorts, including your your how to identify, you know, weight, height, brown eyes, blue eyes, all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. Social Security number, all kinds of fun stuff. And on top of that, it apparently gives the Secretary of Homeland Security full authority to dictate whatever changes he might like. So if he wants to put fingerprints on there, they could put fingerprints on there. They could put all kinds of biometric information, retina scans. You think I'm just talking crazy talk? Well, some people thought this was crazy talk back in the 90s when they were proposing this stuff. And now here it is. And on top of that, we've been promising this throughout the entire hour. According to The Guardian in the United Kingdom, the vote on this bill, this defense spending bill that they had attached the national ID card provisions mm-hmm. to, 100-0.
Yeah, they wanted it bad. They wanted to take away your freedoms.
Oh,
bad.
But no, they didn't want it that bad. Because listen to some of these quotes, man. Listen to this. According to The Guardian, new driver's license rules tucked in a military spending bill will create national identification cards for Americans and stick state governments with the bill, said Republican Senator Lamar Alexander. Alexander, a Republican from Tennessee, said he joined Democrats and state officials in railing against the White House-backed driver's license rules and other immigration measures. He railed against it and then voted for it.
Right.
Several states fear the new House rules will be costly, provide little protection against invasions of privacy and identity theft, and make getting a driver's license a bigger headache for Americans. The rules are aimed at stopping illegal immigrants from getting driver's licenses to prevent them from boarding planes or entering protected federal buildings. Yeah, that'll put a stop to it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Nobody could counterfeit a federal ID. No, that's not possible, is it? Please.
They've been counterfeiting state IDs all along.
Yeah, this is going to do nothing but restrict the freedoms of law-abiding citizens. But there's more fun quotes from our senators in here, so we'll get to those. The House included the rules and other immigration provisions in its version of the bill paying for the U.S. operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Senate did not, but negotiators included them in the final bill. Hey, slipped it in there.
Yep.
Those sneaky guys.
Every time.
Alexander and other lawmakers said rules established in the Real ID Act will have unintended consequences, and then voted for it anyway. driver's license examiners trained to decide whether a person can parallel park will have to determine whether an applicant is an Al-Qaeda terrorist, he said. It's possible that some... Here's another quote from one of these people, from Alexander. Quote, it's possible that some governor may look at this and say, wait a minute, who are these people in Washington telling us what to do with our driver's licenses and making us pay for them, too? Some states have threatened to challenge the new driver's license orders in court and even disobey them. Well, that's good news. Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, vice chairman of the National Governors Association, has said, quote, if more than half of the governors agree we're not going down without a fight on this, Congress will have to consider changing the rules. Well, why wouldn't they consider it if five governors did it? That's all it would take, I would think, excluding five states from federal dealings.
Yeah, it sure would.
Well, unfortunately, no state is really going to want to back away from this because it's powerful. They mm-hmm. they have the option to say no, because if they didn't, it would be unconstitutional.
Right.
But the federal government has created all these mechanisms, these strings that they've attached to all this money and these programs that they've created that the states feed off of.
And that the citizens want so badly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're 45 years old and you've paid into the Social Security system for the last 25 years, you want... You know, you're like, hey, what about my Social Security?
Yeah, because if your state opts out of this, then you won't have Social Security anymore. Our governor said, okay, so here we go. Oh, here's another senator. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, says this. If you think a trip to the Division of Motor Vehicles is a bad experience today, wait until the Real ID takes effect. Ha, 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 ha.
Thanks,
actually,
Dick.
He didn't laugh, but he passed it.
Yeah.
He voted for it.
He went ahead and voted for it.
So much for principle. So much for protecting the American people from an overreaching federal government. All but one of the 19 hijackers, blah, 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 Congress created, who cares. James Sensenbrenner was the man who wrote this. He's the House Judiciary Committee chairman who failed in attempts to include similar provisions in an intelligence reorganization bill last year signed by President Bush. He was promised he could add them to the first bill guaranteed to get congressional approval. And so here it is, everybody. Here it is. The Real ID Act. And there goes some more of your freedoms. Can you hear them dying? Because they're screaming. It sounds horrible. I can personally hear them. Because this is disgusting. It's a disgusting, pathetic day in the history of this country. And we want to hear what you think at 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their photos. We put them up there on the site. It is, of course, another free section of the website. The whole thing is free at freetalklive.com. So go and take a look at some of the women that listen to the show, because we're proud of our lady listeners. And it's not a beauty contest. You can be big, little, white, black, anybody. As long as you're a woman, you can get on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So you can email us your pictures, ladies, at FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Al in Texas. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? I was just listening to the gentleman who called previously, and he was talking about how they're going to track everybody in the United States, and I just kind of laughed a little bit because, you know, these people can't do anything right, and I doubt seriously they could even track anybody. I mean, virtually everything that the government tries to do is a failure.
Well, you're right about that, Al. They're very slow. They're very bureaucratic. So they're claiming this system's going to be in 2 years. I guess that is the positive side of this. I mean, it may take 20 years for them to fully implement it. However, you know, if it does come in within the next 5 years, while you're correct that they can't do anything right, even though they can't do anything right, they get things wrong so bad it hurts more innocent people.
Oh,
like,
there's
for
no
instance,
question about that. There's no question. I mean, I was just reading an article where they put up this huge, like $400 million system to guard the borders with all these elaborate cameras and sensors and everything,
mm-hmm.
and none of it worked. None of it worked. And they were talking about how the government oversight people just, I mean, these people just you know, they were just sleeping on the job, like virtually all these government employees do. You know, they're making, you know, it's like those people who were asleep. I mean, all, during the 9/11 fiasco, you have probably an army of people in the FFA, or excuse me, the FAA, who make $150,000 a year, who are supposed to be in charge of security, and that none of them could think of putting a bar on the door to stop people from getting into the cockpit, for goodness sake.
It's, I mean, they're just donut-eating bureaucrats.
I mean, that's what they are. I mean, they just sit down, and nope, none of them want to rock the boat.
Nope.
Okay, none of them, no, they just want to take, get their money and move up and...
Right, because they know that it's a sweet little paycheck, and then they know it's never going to go away because they never fire people. Al, you got about 10 seconds for final thoughts.
Yeah, and what happens is then they don't get fired, and they go into these really lucrative jobs at the end of their little government trail.
Yep, it's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Now we've got the national ID. Al, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Ken in Chicago. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello. Ken.
Ken, Chicago?
Ken going once. Ken, going.
Can you hear me?
Ken,
hey,
hey,
there we go.
What's up?
Welcome, fellow slaves. Slavery is liberty and freedom today.
Yeah, slavery is liberty and liberty is slavery. Hello,
all hail king.
And of course, these treasonous bastards in Congress and in Washington D.C. have absolutely nothing to worry about. They won't be voted out because they were never voted in the first place.
Well, now we're getting into some interesting claims, Ken. Unfortunately, we don't have much time for it. We're about done with this particular.
Oh, hold on! I got a recommendation.
You got about 20 seconds for it, Ken.
All right. I think we need to start organizing National Drive 45 campaigns on the freeways they're trying to convert into tollways, which are already paid for.
So you're talking about a Polish roadblock, right, Ken?
Yeah, 45 seems to be the minimum speed limit allowed.
He's talking about getting, like, three cars in all three lanes and everybody going 45 in protest of this. Thanks for the call, Ken. Good one. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. If you've got a comment on this national ID situation, what I want to know is, what are you going to do about it? It's Free Talk Live.
What can you do about it?
If you're tired...